Does your company need to hire?
Sales account manager, regional sales manager, accounting manager, senior payroll manager, regional manager, customer service rep, bilingual telephone banking rep, marketing coordinator, recruitment coordinator, office coordinator, finance and payroll administrator, property administrator, administrative clerk, administrative assistant, clerical assistant, executive assistant, account executive, mailroom clerk, data entry clerk, accounts payable clerk, human resources clerk, corporate law clerk, financial accountant, chief operating officer, event planner, receptionist, data entry specialist.
The Bag Group are leading Canadian owned and operated staffing and resource experts, trusted by Canadians for more than 40 years, because it's never just about a job. It's always about the right fit. Head to BAGG.com and find the right fit today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous segment on the Drew Marshall Show.
And that's right. Favorite.
It's time for Meanwhile Back on the Farm with Grant Marshall. We're losing a generation of respect, integrity, and honor. A generation who were not afraid of hard work and sacrifice. And my dad is that generation. Growing up on the farm taught Grant Marshall more about life than Google ever will. So I thought maybe we should take the time to listen. Joining Grant Marshall for this Father's Day special is another member of the Marshall clan, my son, Josh Marshall. Please, put your hands together for the Marshall Men.
Yeah!
Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Grant. Yes. Marshall. Happy Father's Day to you tomorrow. Do you have any big plans tomorrow, Grant Marshall?
Oh, yes. I think I'm going to meet you and your daughter maybe for a little lunch and something else.
What do you mean something else? What else is happening?
Well, I was told this morning that maybe a manicure was or a pedicure maybe was on the office.
And right under the bus we go.
One of those things. Whatever that is.
Yeah. Okay, men get pedicures.
It's going to happen tomorrow morning, I think.
Yeah. Do men get manicures, do you think? Girls, do men get manicures? They do, eh? Real men, though? Okay. We're men. Josh?
We're men in tight.
Tight tights. There you go.
Good afternoon, Josh.
Hey, Grandpa. Happy Father's Day.
And same to you.
I would like to introduce to our listening audience my father, Grant Marshall, and my son, Josh Marshall. My daughter, Jessica Marshall, is a hairdresser, and she works on Saturdays, and so she couldn't join us. And I also asked her, and she said, no.
There's that, too.
This is a three-generation show.
Yes, and there happens to be some other generations happening here. Josh, why don't you fill in our listeners about the offspring you created?
It sounds like I'm laid eggs or something. my wife and I were blessed, I guess, to have three children in 11 months.
Ooh, Irish twins.
Irish triplets.
Even better.
Good
That's
call.
Impressive, buddy.
Good call, Tim.
Learn how to count.
I love it when my son picks up on how much of a moron you are.
Yeah. Drew, Josh loves me.
So what are your children's names? I mean, I know their names, but could you let our listeners know? Because I actually love all three of their names. Sometimes parents name their kids silly things like North.
Drew.
Or River.
Apple.
Leaf or something.
Yeah. What are your kids' names, Josh?
So my daughter, who is 21 months right now.
Okay, at this point, guys start using years.
Math. Come on, buddy.
Fractions.
She's almost two.
Thank you. Right. There you go.
Okay. Her name is Elora, like the town Elora.
Like the beer, Elora.
Like which is a really good beer, actually.
Creamore.
Yeah, that's a different town, Tim.
Oh, okay.
It's not the sharpest. Okay, and your twins?
The twins are Hudson and Finn.
Hudson and Finn, right?
Is
Hudson
Finn short Finn. For a bigger name?
Nope, it is okay. Just Finn, not Finnegan.
You thought he named his kid Finnegan?
There was an old man named Michael Finnegan.
Casey and Finnegan.
And Finnegan. Yeah, well, that's a good name for twins. What is life like? Dad, can you imagine if you, instead of me just coming out, there were two of me, first of all?
It would be a challenge.
He would have been the client at the funeral.
Josh and Rebecca are going through the same thing. But it will all end, in a few years, and they'll be a happy family if they're not now. The work will ease up a little bit, and
yeah.
and the kids will start to look after themselves.
Well, we hope so. Yes. The way kids are going these days, who knows?
I said to Rebecca the other day, I'm like, I can't wait till I go, all right, everybody, get in the van. We're going somewhere.
Yeah, and they do.
Yeah, and then they just do it themselves. Yeah.
Let's talk about...
We go through 24 diapers a day. So that's a lot of poop.
Wow.
24 diapers a day?
Yeah, we have an Amazon subscription, and once a month they deliver two massive boxes.
Could they not pick it up afterwards? No?
No, I wish.
That'd be a good service.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
Dad, when it came to growing up on the farm and, having siblings and stuff, had kids, is it true that farmers had more kids because it was free slave labor?
Well, they tended to, not so much in my generation, Drew, but certainly my father and my mother and beyond. My dad was one of five, and, of course... My mother was one of six, so they did tend to have larger families, and in some cases, everybody helped on the farm.
Did you ever get angry at one of your siblings, your sisters, for not doing the work she was supposed to do?
I don't think so. I was 6 years older than Eleanor, and then another six or so. Older than Anne, so they were a little bit younger than me, and they played out on the lawn and the fields, and it was a good raising for sure.
Out on the lawn in the fields.
Yeah, well, and we had both.
Yeah,
and but, lots of them.
But
too.
Being the oldest, the responsibility was squarely on your shoulders.
Oh yes, as I got older, I took on. I remember the very first time. My dad let me cut hay with a mower and a team of horses. Now, that's a pretty tricky little job for about a 10-year-old.
So you had a little John Deere tractor and you let the horses pull it?
No. We only had horses. And, the team, and of course, Drew, in our farm, there was some loose stones, and then there was always a groundhog hole that you had to lift the mower over, because if you didn't, it would go through the dirt, and then the blades would get dull, and Dad wouldn't be too happy.
Hey, wait, you. What's your favorite word? Not angry. Dad would get.
He would get
cross.
He would get a little perplexed.
No, your dad. Your favorite word was cross, and none of us. You guys ever heard that word? I got cross with them. You don't say that though, do you, kids? Talking to the kids here in the studio.
Crisscross applesauce.
He got kind of cross, but
yeah.
Anyway, right now it's middle of June, and it's a busy time on the farm for sure.
Well, would you be into first cut or second cut of hay? It'd be first cut, wouldn't it, Dad?
It'd be the first cut. Although I was traveling around Ontario not a few days ago, and there's some doing haying right now that the first cut.
Yeah. Well, for all the city folk out there, hay grows. You cut it, you bale it, you put it away. You wait till it dries. Otherwise, the barn burns down because of internal combustion because of moist hay.
That's right.
And then you the hay will keep growing. You can get a second cut. And how could you get a third and fourth ever?
No, two is the limit.
Right.
Two is the limit, and I think on our farm, Drew, we really never. We really never had a second cutting. My dad would not cut hay. Now this seems rather strange in today's world. Until the 1st of July. Now that's another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the timothy would be up to your midsection and the alfalfa underneath. But he liked the hay to be mature, and so the 1st of July was cutting hay there.
So you want to have mature timothy and alfalfa.
Well, that's right. It seemed to, it was loose hay at the time, and I remember I was driving the team, and we had a hay loader at the back of the wagon attached to the wagon, and if I got the horses going a wee bit too fast, Dad would holler, "Oh, you're burying me back here." I guess I was.
Yep, and then he became a funeral director.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week. Josh, big plans for tomorrow for you and Father's Day. This is sort of the first Father's Day of chaos, really, for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's so exhausted, he only has one-word answers these days.
I spent, I was out in the sun all day at the Shelburne Street Festival. So I was just baking in the sun all day, so I just got home. And speaking of cream ore, drinking one right now. Anyways, what was your question? What am I doing tomorrow?
He has no clue. Well,
I'm trying to find some extra brain cells. That's the first thing. I think Rebecca and I are drowning in housework. You know, just the normal things that normal people have time to clean, but we don't.
Right.
So if I'm lucky, you know, we'll get someone else to watch the kids so that we can clean the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a gift right there. Well, listen, Father's Day is a big deal as far as I'm concerned in our family, because I was adopted, given up for adoption, and chosen by a man and a woman, my mom and dad, who are phenomenal people. Lost my mom the same night Josh was born. She died of cancer,
yeah.
And that was obviously very tough. But you know, Dad, you and I, I'm pretty sure I can say this without embarrassing everybody, have grown quite close over the years.
Oh yeah,
I was quite a rat bag growing up, and I don't know how you guys handled it. So thank you for your patience. And then of course my son, Josh. I'm so proud of you as a father to watch you with your kids. Thinking about me trying to raise you and how I screwed that one up royally. It's so good to see you doing what you're doing. Boy, that got real mushy real quick. Sorry about all that. Anyway. So well, it is
your show, Drew.
It's my show, yes. Maximum mush all the time. But anyway, Dad, I look forward to our pedicures tomorrow.
Oh, yes, I do too.
And Josh, dude, just thanks for being. Every time I see you with your kids, it is just a phenomenal thing to watch. So, as they say in Australia, good on you, Sonia.
And Josh, greetings from Grandpa and Mary Lou. And
I think we're seeing you guys in a couple of weeks.
Well, up at the
cottage, Grandpa.
Yes, we're going to have a little round there in a couple of weeks, aren't we?
And
I'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
You guys just want to keep talking? We'll just.
No.
Go on,
yeah,
with
sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for tying us in, Drew. That's great.
Well, couldn't have Father's Day without yous two. So no, thanks.
That's true.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it very much. Love you both, and a happy Father's Day, man.
I love you both.
Okay. Bye, guys. Bye. There you go. That's my dad and my boy. I got
you did you
sappy there, didn't
yeah.
I?
That's okay.
You know what? The more people I speak with, the more I realize that there are a lot of fractured families out there.
Try teaching, bro.
Okay,
like,
first of all.
No, seriously. Like
Drew is my name.
Try teaching, bro, Drew.
Bro, Drew. Bless you.
Chewbacca comes back with a cold.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm quite thankful to have those two guys in my life, my dad and my son. Okay, that's enough mush.